how have the timetable changes to the Blue Mountains line affected commuters to and from Sydney Uni?
Right. Well, the people who commute from the Blue Mountains to Sydney Uni will have to spend a bit longer travelling each day. So they'll either have to change at Strathfield or at Central and get on one of the other trains or buses to Sydney University.
Right. So do you believe that there is a better train network solution for commuters using the Blue Mountains line to travel to Sydney Uni than rather than having to stop at Central Station?
Right, yeah. So this is one of those really tough issues that the government's had to grapple with. Our rail network's very close to capacity. We need new trains. We need to be able to fit them on the network, which means better signalling, and we need to improve the station so they can cope with all the people using them. That's just to cope with the people today. We then got to factor in all the growth in population that's coming in over the next 40, 50 years. So it's really tough, and some things had to give, and they chose the Blue Mountains for that. I think it was makes sense from the perspective of getting the most out of the network, but not so sensible from a political perspective, obviously.
Yeah, of course. Taking into those elements into factor, what course of action does the New South Wales government need to take in order to assist commuters using the Blue Mountains line in terms of a train network solution?
Yeah, so it's they need to think about letting trains stop at Redfern again, see if there is some way of getting that through. Otherwise, the best bet might be to try and improve the bus services from Central Station to Sydney Uni. There are some good bus services along there, but they're not always very reliable. I've counted the number of buses, and there's 22 different bus routes from Sydney Uni to Central Station. And ensuring that all of those operate seamlessly is just impossible. It's almost impossible to coordinate those services. I know the government's planning a review of bus services in the inner west in a couple of months' time, as soon as a new bus operator comes in. And I think that's one of the things that they're going to be looking at.
Right. I actually have a few mates that are going to Sydney Uni at the moment, and they have had exams over the last couple of weeks. Do you know how the Sydney the timetable change has affected students?
Yeah, so students, if they live in the Blue Mountains, they're going to have to spend at least 10 minutes extra getting to or from uni. And as soon as you have to change trains, it just adds a little bit of extra complexity because you're hoping that the connection is going to be smooth, and it isn't always. So, you know, a lot of people have set up around where they live or and where they work based around the network as it was. So anytime you change the network, you're going to disrupt the lives of some of the people there. The benefits, though, are going to be felt by other people. So, for instance, my train service has been improved, but very few of us are going to think of that as, adequate compensation. If your life's been disrupted, you're not going to be too happy about the fact that other people's lives have been improved.
Yeah. You want your life to be improved, not others.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It sounds very selfish of me to say that. Now, the Sydney's train chief... I should say that again. The Sydney Trains Chief Executive, Mr. Howard Collins, he stated that there are more travellers now than the last time the timetables were updated. So were there heaps of areas of population growth or decline that they had to keep in mind when redesigning this timetable?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're not only just thinking about the current population growth, we're thinking about the growth in population over the next 10 years and then out even further. So there's huge growth in not only the number of people living in Sydney, but also the number of people using trains. Our train network was pretty stagnant for about 10 years there. Melbourne, Brisbane, Perth all had fantastic growth in the number of people using their trains, whereas Sydney was just sort of bumping along. Now, in just 2 years, we've seen massive increase in the number of people using trains, and those people have to go somewhere.
Yeah, exactly right. And hopefully Sydney's starting to catch up with the other major capital cities. The Blue Mountains line, trains not stopping at Redfern. Are there other changes that have significantly affected commuters?
I think that's the one which has caused the most angst. And it's particularly because there's a lot of people live in the Blue Mountains and travel into Sydney. And there aren't many other good options for them. It's not like you can easily drive to Sydney University from the Blue Mountains. And so those people are suffering. And the fact that the network's at capacity and we need to fit more people in, that doesn't really help those people get to work. So we need to do something to try and improve things for them.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today and telling us. We can only pray that the review that they have in a few months' time does update and significantly improve the way the timetable works right now.
Yeah, well, we need people to, you know, to keep fighting for better public transport services and to understand what the issues are. So it's really important.